from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fan. Sparky with you, as you just heard. Charlie Hughes in Chicago. Charlie, other side of the glass, and this guy right here. Congratulations appear to be in order for one Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports, getting ready for Brewers and Rockies down in American Family Field this weekend. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. I was up, like I always am, late last night. I see a group photo with what appears to be you wearing some type of softball jersey. What was going on?
I engage in the. I'm just going to step outside the ballpark and laugh at the usher telling me that I can't go outside. I play a softball team with Kevin Holden. It was a major softball day yesterday. More important than Camp Karma winning its first playoff game, the Brewers media team coming through in a big way yesterday for the Pud Galvin Cup. History was made, Sparky.
So, who are we talking about on said Brewers media team? I saw you. I saw Kevin Holden from CBS 58. I said, is he healthy? You said, sort of. Not sure what that means.
He's got a quad issue. He's day-to-day. We're expecting him to be available for Camp Karma's doubleheader on Thursday.
But he's getting too old to be playing. He's getting too old to be playing softball. He's just getting too old.
He's a fine manager. He's a fine manager.
He's on tonight co-hosting the Green Bay football post-game show driven by Young Express. Him and I will do that tonight following the game.
This game, the Brewers game, got moved to 5 o'clock today.
Yeah.
For a Packer game that's not even being played on this continent. Whatever.
It's a smart move by the Brewers. Brilliant, actually.
Fly, Eagles, smart. Fly. Hey, on man. The road to victory.
Are you an Eagles fan?
I do like the Birds.
I thought you were a Bengals fan.
I'm a Bengals fan. Yeah. My favorite teams are the Cincinnati Bengals, the Philadelphia Eagles, and whoever plays the Green Bay Packers.
So why do you hate the Packers?
I mean, I've lived in Green Bay. It was a atrocious, horrific experience. I also don't support communism, so there's that.
How did you compare that to Green Bay?
The Green Bay Packers is American communism. Yes,
it's a religion.
You get to vote here, Soviet comrade. You get to vote in our elections. You own the team.
You are out of your mind, man. You are crazy.
You have no say in anything, but we are going to let you pretend and gladly take your money and farm and borscht.
Okay, fine. Fine. I understand what you're saying now. Okay, it took me a while, but I caught up. All right. Now I know where you're at. All right. You're making fun of the stock sale. Fine. And that makes sense, and that's fair. Okay, Mr. Wagner, let's talk about this Milwaukee Brewers baseball team. Because as we sit here right now, they still have every opportunity, obviously, to get a bye and do something about it. But this playoff rotation, your counterpart, Kurt Hoge, wrote a piece the other day for the Journal Sentinel talking about possibly calling up Mizorowski. And in there, he put down what he believes will be the four starters, I guess, which is going to be Freddy Peralta. Fine. Colin Ray. Okay. Tobias Myers. Okay. The issue that I had and Charlie had was then the fourth guy listed was Frankie Montas, which I shook my head. I was like, come on, really? Between him and Savali, I would think Savali, now again, this last outing wasn't as great, but going into that last outing, he pitched better than Frankie Montas to this point. But now, if you look at D.L. Hall, the last start he had, now coming out of the bullpen the last game, do you think D.L. Hall could wiggle his way into one of those four spots?
He could. And you know, I begrudgingly read Kurt's most recent piece of drivel.
Dude, he's good. You leave him alone. He's really good at what he does. You need to stop.
He's 10 years I've known the guy. He's still listening to my phone as stupid intern Kurt. So
that is not nice. Why?
No, I read the story, but it's right now. I mean, there is still time for things to change. D.L. Hall can absolutely pitch his way into that spot. I think the way you look at it right now does make sense when you take everything into account. D.L. Hall could absolutely pitch his way into a starting role down the stretch or into the postseason. At the same time, we've seen how valuable mid-game multi-inning relievers can be. So it's that argument of, is D.L. Hall better being a guy that comes in and starts or a guy that you have sitting in the bullpen ready to come in at a moment's notice to basically change the shape of a game? And I think right now that might be more valuable when you look at who is in the starting rotation. That's the beauty of this thing is, you know, the names are not impressive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more...
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The names are absolutely not impressive on this Brewers pitching staff, but they have the second-best ERA, and I don't know when it goes back to. They're getting the job done, and it's got a lot of pieces to it. It's a bit of a puzzle, but it works, and I think it makes it as good as it is. Being able to have those options and being able to set up. Now, obviously, you can go too far, and we've seen certain managers, maybe the previous manager, get a little too cute when it comes to pitching changes, But having those options and those different kinds of weapons available is what helps you win postseason games.
Talking with Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. He's down there at American Family Field getting ready for Brewers and Rockies to get started after the top of the hour. Let's talk about managerial style and style of play for the Brewers, because Charlie and I went back and forth on this the other day on this show about, you know, do you go to Pat Murphy and ask him or suggest to him that you would like to be a little bit more conservative, not be nearly as aggressive, sending runners around third and doing some of the stuff that they've done all year that got them to this spot. I say absolutely not, because if you do that, Pat Murphy is going to laugh in your face and go, no, I'm going to do it my way. Thank you. I don't think you can do that. And to his point, Charlie's point is, and I get it, which is they're a much better team and more experienced team than they were in the beginning of the year when you didn't know what you had and you had to do everything possible to scrap out runs. Now you've got legitimately really good offensive players that you don't have to be as aggressive as you were back then.
Absolutely. This pains me as much as admitting reading Kurt's dribble pains me, but I agree with you, Sparky.
Thank you.
You're spot on. God, I hope this isn't being recorded.
Nobody's listening. Don't worry.
You. When I used to work event management, we always had a saying, the first year you're figuring out what you have to do. The second year you're figuring out how to do it. And then by the third year, you're good to go. Well, you don't really have 3 years to do that in baseball. So you look at the first 2 months of the season, they were figuring out what they had to do. Then they figured out how to do it. Now they've got to go out and do it. They know what works for them. They know that aggressive style works for them. Why change it up now? Why play a different style of baseball than the style of baseball that has got you to this point? I've seen the same arguments, and it just boggles my mind.
Well, I think it is because people are getting frustrated with guys making first outs at home plate, being thrown out by a step or two and then not relatively being close, running double steals in situations that you get a runner thrown out, bunting in situations that don't make necessarily a lot of sense. All of that stuff, I think, has irritated people throughout the year, but it's okay because they're winning. And when they get to the postseason, they don't want to lose a game because of it.
Right. And I can see that too. The other thing is other teams are starting to figure out how to stop it and how to neutralize those threats. And they still, 9 times out of 10, have to be spot on. Being that aggressive does put pressure on opposing pitchers, on opposing defenses. You are going to get the benefit of that more often than not, because perfection is hard to come by. I mean, guys got to make perfect throws. They got to be aware of everything that's going on. That aggressive style builds off so many things other than that immediate result, if that makes sense.
No, I agree with you. You and I don't necessarily disagree on this. I'm just kind of giving you the idea of what everybody else is saying. Lineup out for tonight. Again, this game starting, 10 after the top of the hour, I think it is.
Thanks for screwing up my day, Green Bay Packers.
You'll be fine. Terang, Cheerio, Contreras, Mitchell, Adamas, Bowers, Hoskins is the DH, Perkins and Ortiz, 1 through 9. Do you think, Mr. Wagner, that when we get to the postseason, that Mr. Murphy will stick with more of a traditional set lineup game to game, or do you think it will be helter-skelter like it's been?
I mean, I don't see why they would change things that have worked for them this year. You're going to set your lineup based on who you're facing in terms of a starting pitcher, and you also are taking into account what situations are going to come up in terms of possible relief matchups later in the game. You know, the lineup isn't always set for what's going to happen in the first 4 or 5 innings. You have to take into account the potential for adjustments and needing to make changes as the game goes on. So a lot of times the guy is going to be on the bench to start a game when he should be in the starting lineup, but there's a reason for it, and that's because they're going to need to be able to neutralize whatever option the opposing team is bringing in from the bullpen late in the game. So there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, it's easy to sit there and say he's drawing names out of a hat and changing things up day in and day out, but there's a lot more than goes into it than figuring out your 9 best players and sticking them out there.
There he is, Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Congratulate him, because a winner as of last night. And again, Andrew, thanks so much for coming on, and we'll talk again on Monday. Any big exciting plans, any weddings that you're going to this weekend?
No, I am done with love for all of 2024, so
That's it. I'm gonna clean my house and maybe retile my bathroom.
Now, the funny thing is that he didn't mean it, but as a guy that doesn't like the Packers, done with love, it's very fitting. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
I want to throw up now. Go Birds, baby. Go Birds.
No, oh, you're just horrible. Goodbye. There he is. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Tweet at him. Let him know. Bye, Andrew Wagner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.